I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Today's the day, Christmas, which means our annual ritual of draping everything in red and green is almost over. There's something of a trend, in fact, of moving away from those two not always compatible colors during the holiday season. And here to discuss the colorful seasonal phenomenon is Kai Rizdahl from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Kai, I've always liked red and green together. What's the story here?
Well, it's from a piece in the Wall Street Journal the other day, Alex, and one of their reporters noticed she's seeing lots of colors other than red and green this year. She did a little checking, and it turns out she's right. Stores in general, and Christmas specialty places in particular, have had just about enough of red and green, and, well, they're doing something about it.
Well, what are they doing?
Well, obviously, they're substituting other colors. Purples are very big. Gold and white are very, very perennial favorites as well. There are pastels out there, too. The other thing I've been noticing a lot of, both commercially and just in driving around, looking at the way people have decorated their houses here in what is a very foggy Los Angeles, is the rise in the color blue. Blue lights, blue garlands, just blue. There are lots more white flowers out there, too, instead of holly. There are white orchids, which are apparently now the flower of the season. I don't know what that says about the poinsettia market. And there's one more bit of anecdotal evidence. The journal article talked to somebody at a place called screensavers.com. They, as you might imagine, sell computer software, screensavers, that you can download. And they say people this year are turning toward blue and white instead of red and green for stuff to put on their computers.
I don't know, Kai. I'm dreaming of a blue Christmas could have other implications. So, but tell us, why is this such a big deal? I mean, red and green, they're nice colors, aren't they?
Yeah, they're nice colors, but they don't, it turns out, always go together. There is actually a place called the Pantone Color Institute. They set global standards for color. Red and green are opposites on the old color wheel that they have, which means the eye sort of does a little mental disconnect when it sees them together. The word the Color Institute uses is irritation, which is not a very holiday sensation, I'd imagine.
Hmm. You know, all this is good, but I can imagine listeners saying, isn't this supposed to be the business segment? What has this got to do with business this year?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a fair question. Here's the answer. If you want to be cynical, and I mean really cynical, you could say Christmas in this country is about marketing more than anything else, or at least as much as anything else. You guys will get some letters on this, but with the Christmas shopping season starting earlier and earlier and holiday sales making up an increasing percentage of retail revenue for the whole year, it's tough not to say consumerism is a big part of the holidays. So retailers are doing anything they can to A, get people into stores, and B, get people to buy things, which, if you ask me, wraps up the marketplace angle pretty well. And fittingly, in the Marketplace newsroom this afternoon, we will be looking at the business of Christmas.
Thanks. Kai Rizdahl of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.